Make a motion.
It has further contract, the contract documents this agreement for animal disposal services. That's it. Go ahead.
Okay. I make a motion, we approve the agreement between Friends of the Family Pet Memorial Gardens and Taney County, Memorial Gardens Incorporated and Taney County, file number 18-024AC.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for corrugated steel culverts, number 18-027 R&B, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated March 8th from Travis Elliott, the county attorney. He reviewed the notice of renewal for Metal Culverts Incorporated relating to supply agreement for corrugated steel culverts. The original agreement dated March 20th, 2017 provides for an extension of the expiration date by order of the county for 1 year, subject to the pricing clauses contained in the contractor's RFB response. The notice of the renewal requires a revision to state that the renewal will expire on March 20th, 2019. And not March 20th, 2017. I assume that's been corrected.
What's the name of the company?
Metal Culverts.
Metal Culverts?
Yes.
We're just renewing it for another year.
Okay. Yes.
Yep.
That's what it reads in the agreement, just Metal Culverts.
Metal Culverts Incorporated.
I make a motion to extend the agreement between Metal Culverts Incorporated in Taney County for one more year, ending in March
20th.
March 20th, 2019. File number 18-027RB.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Fill dirt agreement. I have a fill dirt agreement. Between the Taney County Commission on behalf of Taney County and enters into this agreement with Candace Phillips, owner, regarding the dumping of dirt fill on owner's property, and the particulars of the agreement are as follows. It goes in, the road and bridge would benefit from a location near ongoing construction to dump excess and unneeded fill dirt. The owner will benefit from having needed fill dirt dumped on owner's property. Mr. Hayes has signed the agreement.
That should have been marked for unlimited.
It is. It's got unlimited marked at the top of the agreement.
Make a motion. We approve the field dirt agreement between Candace Phillips and Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Agreement for 2017 year-end update installations. I have a letter dated March 8, 2018 from Travis Elliott, county attorney. He's reviewed the agreement for the 2017 year-end date update installation agreement between Stewart Consulting Incorporated and Taney County. Purpose of the agreement is to provide a year-end update and taxable and/or tax table update for Sage 100 for printing or electronically submitting year-end tax documents for a fee of $85.
That's saying for the doing tax documents for the year end of 2017.
So the agreement is for the 2017 year end update installation. The purpose of the agreement is to provide a year end update and or tax table update for the Sage 100 for printing or electronically submitting year-end tax documents.
So not just for year-end tax documents?
Yeah, year-end tax. It doesn't give a year.
Okay. So it would be like what they would upgrade it with the new laws for
right
now.
Yep.
Okay. And
this would be with Stewart Consulting Incorporated.
I make a motion we approve the agreement with Stewart Consulting Incorporated for year-end update installation. File number 18-026CM.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension Update.
So you have three specialist reports here, and I'll start with mine. I don't know if I mentioned our career exploration event in February. That went really well. That was the first time we've partnered with MSU, Agency on Learning and Teaching. What they did is they gave a scholarship, a bus scholarship, to any schools that signed up for this event. And they told me with this event we had to focus on careers that were underrepresented. So for instance, if they were underrepresented for females in agriculture, for males in nursing. So I took that, and I also looked at the DESE careers. So that's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, and I looked at all the careers. And I also looked at Taney County partnership and looked at the careers that Taney County needed. So I asked for a lot of volunteers to give up a whole day. And I asked for OTC at Table Rock to give up a place in all the classrooms. And it ended up working out really well. We were kind of worried about that. We were worried about the ice. It was February 7th. And if you remember February 6th, they canceled school at lunchtime. But if you can see, there's pictures there. We had students learning about nursing. I don't know if you've gone to OTC Table Rock and seen the Cox Health nursing room before, but it looks like a hospital room. And I was kind of surprised because I'd been going to hospital rooms before, even as a kid, but there's probably youth that have never walked into a hospital room. And so for some of them that probably thought that they wanted to go into the medical field, it's probably shocking for them to walk into something that looked exactly like a hospital room and to see mannequins that actually bled, mannequins that gave birth to a baby, mannequins that were babies in a intensive care unit, and it was kind of shocking. They walked out of that session a little bit in shock, not so much in shock that it was too overwhelming for them. But, you know, they could figure out at seventh grade, they still call that middle school. You know, they can decide if they want to go into the medical field or not. They came into our session, which was culinary science. We did cake decorating. And they can figure out, hey, I think I have a talent for this. This is pretty artistic. And I think I want to do that. And there's lots of careers for food science in the Taney County area. They could go to Jim Barber's session, and they can say, this is really fun. There's a lot of opportunities for this in our area. And we can start it right now, and that's something that I really push, too, that if you want to do food science, you can go ahead and start it right now. There's a lot of youth that do it. With Jim Barber, he was pushing that, you know, we have this production of Annie right now with Cox Health and the nursing. They have Cox Health Explorers. We did have agriculture. College of the Ozarks was there teaching that, too. So we had a lot of volunteers from MSU, from MU, from College of the Ozarks there. So it worked out really well. MSU was excited about that. Forsyth and Branson students attended. The teachers immediately wrote back right when they got back to school and thanked us. So they were excited about it, and we're going to do it again. MSU is going to fund this again. So we're excited about it, too. And even though this happened in March, it's kind of about the same thing. I worked with Taney County Partnership, and they had career days just this past week. I don't know if you heard about that, but that's where they got, we did have OTC there, and I helped out the City of Forsyth, but they had the City of Forsyth, City of Branson, they had a Silver Dollar City, they had Arrowhead. They had a lot of people who could hire in the area, and we went to Forsyth High School, Branson High School, Hollister High School, and we talked to all the high school students. If we had jobs to offer, we showed them that. If we had future careers, that we talked to them about that, we talked to them about that. And that was really eye-opening for some of them that, you know, there were some careers that they hadn't thought about. And especially for me, I've gone to school for a very long time, so I got to really share with them some insights about how to get ready for school, how to get prepared for school, and, they had a lot of good questions, too. So that was a great thing to do with Taney County Partnership. So the other thing that I'm doing that's a little bit new is the, on March 23rd, upcoming, if you wanted to attend that, there's a farm-to-school grant that's going on. I'm not really a part of that, but I'm on the side helping with that. And they're having a garden teacher training. So there's two sites. One of them is Springfield Catholic, is one of the schools, and the other school is at Hollister. So they're working with area producers, area farmers, and they're trying to teach them how they can grow food, they can grow plants, they can grow, or raise animals, and then provide food for schools, and how they get past all the restrictions and labeling and everything else like that to provide food to the schools and also maybe to grocery stores and also to the farmers markets.
What age is that one taught to?
The farm to school is actually for teachers.
For teachers?
Yeah, but it's actually to provide farm to school curriculum and then also for the gardens, but also to the producers too. So there was one producer meeting, I forget what date that was, this past month that I attended, but there's going to be more producer meetings, and I'll let you know when that happens too. But we had USDA there, we had Extension there, Lincoln University Extension there as well. So there was someone who had a tomato farm not too far from us off of Bee Creek Road, and how does she get those tomatoes to the school? So, because there has to be some sort of restrictions and everything else.
Does Barbara Beck go to this? I mean, she'll be there too?
Not necessarily. Barb Beck, she has to do that nutrition program, which is underneath a grant, and she can a little bit, because a little bit of the curriculum that they teach will be the nutrition curriculum. But a little bit of it will be some of the garden curriculum, so I might be there as well. That's why I'm going in and teaching some of the garden care and garden maintenance.